Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. We'll have an update on Hurricane Maria and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a martyred Korean missionary. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake rocked Mexico City yesterday, and President Putin is seeking to end trade in U.S. dollars at Russian seaports. Hurricane Maria has already claimed 9 lives after plowing through the islands of St. Croix, Guadalupe, and Dominica, and has been bearing down on Puerto Rico all morning since it made landfall at 6:15 a.m. near Yabucoa as a strong Category 4 storm with winds of 155 miles per hour, just 2 miles per hour shy of a Category 5 designation. In the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time advisory from the National Hurricane Center, Maria's maximum sustained winds had decreased to 145 miles per hour and the minimum central pressure had risen to 928 millibars. The hurricane was located 20 miles west of San Juan, moving northwest at 13 miles per hour. Before the eyewall of the hurricane even approached San Juan, the city was already experiencing significant damage as some of their most sturdy structures were having their walls shredded and balconies torn off. More than 11,000 people are in shelters in Puerto Rico, and it has been reported that the Roberto Clemente Coliseum is leaking and people are huddling in the hallways to stay safe and dry. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Andrew Kim Taigan. "This is my last hour of life. Listen to me attentively. If I have held communication with foreigners, it has been for my religion and for my God. It is for Him that I die. My immortal life is on the point of beginning. Become Christians if you wish to be happy after death, because God has eternal chastisements in store for those who have refused to know Him." Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Andrew Kim Taigan. Andrew Kim Taigan was born into the ruling class in Korea in 1821. His parents were converts to Christianity, an illegal practice in the Confucian nation, and his father would be martyred. Baptized at 15, he undertook studies at seminaries in Macau and the Philippines. He was ordained a priest at 24 in Shanghai and returned to Korea to serve his people and bring the gospel to them, but not for long. He was among thousands of Koreans who would give their lives for the crime of practicing Christianity, being tortured and beheaded near Seoul on the Han River at the age of 25. We celebrate his feast day with 102 other Korean martyrs on this day. Saints Andrew Kim Taigan and companions, pray for us. CBS News and UPI report that a magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck central Mexico yesterday afternoon in Chiautla de Tapia, about 80 miles south of Mexico City. The earthquake started at 1:14 p.m. and caused at least 24 buildings in Mexico City neighborhoods to collapse. Communication and electricity were cut off, and 2 elementary school roofs caved in with children inside. 20 children have died and 30 are missing. The death toll is up to 217, and the Mexican federal government has declared a state of disaster in Mexico City. There was an 8.2 magnitude earthquake earlier this month, which struck off the Mexican southern coast, and this earthquake was stronger than yesterday's 7.1 magnitude quake, but yesterday's quake occurred in a more highly populated area, and so its impact has been heightened. Russia Times reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin has called on his government to pass legislation making the ruble the primary exchange currency at all Russian seaports by 2018, thereby ending trade in U.S. dollars. President Putin proposed this idea a year and a half ago, but it was rejected by large transport companies who were concerned about fluctuations in the ruble. The change would, however, force foreigners to buy the Russian currency, and that would be stabilizing to the ruble. Another country rejecting the dollar is Venezuela, who Forbes reports is no longer accepting payment for oil in U.S. dollars, but will accept the euro. They claim it is to circumvent sanctions against their nation, but some suspect it is a bid to get business from China, India, and other large oil markets. In this Celestial Musings, Reuters reports that France is moving towards settling a, quote, matter of social justice. Well, that's a relief. I'm all about justice. What is this pressing matter of social justice? Lo and behold, it appears that lesbian couples and single women do not have the, quote, right to avail themselves of assisted reproduction, And if they wish to undertake in vitro fertilization or artificial insemination, they have to have enough money to get medical assistance abroad. France is looking to pass a bill in 2018 to change this abominable state of affairs. You know what? Lesbians have no different rights than any other woman under the law. The natural law. They are as free as their heterosexual sisters to seek out a man, commit to him for life, and beget children with him. Nobody should be forced to subsidize your wholesale rejection of natural law and objectification of children. This is just another symptom of our sick culture, where babies don't have rights. They are rights. We feel we have a right to them and will bend any and every law of nature to make sure that we get one. Children are gifts. Blessings from God. They are not rights. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints Leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.